Your morning team show on WSGW at 8:25. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Not with Art Lewis. Too bad. I know Art would have loved this.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
I'm sure he played the original Pretty Woman from Roy Orbison when it first came out.
Yeah. Assuming he did.
I'm sure he never played Van Halen's version, though.
I like it, though. It always was a good cover.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
They captured the original song
they
with
did.
Their own Van Halen spin, but it didn't take away from the original.
No.
Great song.
Yeah. But wow. You hear this? I just came across this. Apparently, of course, the late Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
For so many years was Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away with cancer. Just 65 when he died. It was last year, right?
Yes.
Apparently, his son Wolfgang and his former wife, Valerie Bertinelli, the actress, are upset about an upcoming TV special that's going to examine the death of Eddie Van Halen.
Oh.
It's part of, it says here, a docuseries from Reels, R-E-E-L-Z. I'm not familiar with the...
Yeah, I know Reels.
Okay. Yeah. Well, apparently they have a docuseries. It's called Autopsy, The Last Hours of...
Yeah. Whoever.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
I never have. And so this Sunday, apparently, it's going to be the last hours of Eddie Van Halen.
Hmm.
The docuseries is supposed to reveal the truth behind the controversial deaths of global icons, reconstructing the person's final hours using crucial medical evidence from their autopsy. Well, isn't that a pleasant thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And on Sunday, apparently, the episode's going to air featuring Eddie Van Halen and commentary from Dr. Michael Hunter, a forensic pathologist who will analyze every detail of Eddie Van Halen's life in order to piece together what else may have been going on in his body, ultimately leading to his untimely death.
So he's going to give us the inside story, huh?
That's what they say. Eddie and Valerie are basically saying, look, he died of cancer. That was the official diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Leave him alone. Wow. Actually, yeah. It was October 2020.
Wow. Oh, two years ago.
Almost going to be two years in October.
That doesn't seem
wow.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, they've been engaging in social media tweets and posts and such, slamming Reels for the episode, saying it's disgusting, pathetic, and heartless, and an attempt just to glamorize someone's death.
Yeah, I can understand what they're saying.
Yeah. So
I mean, yeah, if it's done by the family, if it's a documentary and they okay it, sure, that's one thing. But that's not what happened here.
And it just, yeah, and just what a weird series.
Yeah.
And again, I've never heard of it before.
Yeah. No, I've seen it advertised. I've never watched it, but I've seen it advertised. Never really intrigued me a whole lot.
I mean, because does the autopsy really reveal everything that's been going on? And no, it reveals that moment, the cause of.
Right. I can't believe that line went over both of your heads.
Which one?
Oh,
the inside story.
Yes,
that did go right ahead. Wasn't there.
Well, you're talking about bizarre topic here, you know.
Yeah.
It's another meaning to inside story in that case.
It does.